This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. President Trump is warning Saudi Arabia of severe punishment if it's found that Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi was indeed murdered by Saudi agents, as many believe. Khashoggi has not been seen since October 2nd, when he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Mr. Trump was interviewed on the CBS TV program 60 Minutes, which airs on Sunday night in the United States. On speculation that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered Khashoggi to be killed, Mr. Trump said, quote, "Nobody knows yet, but we'll probably be able to find out." And the president said if Saudi Arabia was responsible, the United States would be very upset and angry. But once again, when asked about canceling a large Saudi arms deal with Washington, Mr. Trump said that was not an option, saying he did not want to hurt jobs. The president says he'll meet with American pastor Andrew Brunson soon after he arrives back in the United States today. The 50-year-old Brunson was released by a Turkish court after spending 2 years in jail charged with spying and terrorism. And while he thanked Turkish President Erdogan for Brunson's release, he denied there were any negotiations, said Mr. Trump, quote, "I don't make deals for hostages." A former Turkish diplomat said Ankara's action could form the essence for an improvement in U.S.-Turkish relations, which have been badly strained. There is a report the Trump administration may return to a policy of separating migrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border. Citing anonymous sources, The Washington Post says the tentative plan is to deal with what are described as soaring numbers of families trying to cross from Mexico into the United States. Among the plans said to be under consideration, keeping parents in government detention while their children are taken to federal shelters where relatives or guardians could seek custody. An American Civil Liberties Union lawyer calls the report deeply disturbing, meant to harm children. The massive cleanup from Hurricane Michael is underway even as the search for victims continues, with Florida as the focal point. Michael's death toll stands at 17. This is VOA News. There is a new warning on the effects of global warming, this one from the World Food Program. It says unless action is taken to slow the pace of climate change, there will be a devastating effect on people's ability to feed themselves.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars.
It's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
The World Food Program warns progress in reducing global hunger is under threat by conflict and the increase in climate disasters. For the first time in several decades, WFP reports the number of people suffering from chronic food shortages has risen. This year, it says 821 million people went to bed hungry, 11 million more than the previous year. Gernot Laganda is WFP's chief of climate and disaster risk reduction.
We are projecting that with a 2-degree warmer world, we will have around 189 million people in a status of food insecurity more than today.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In northern Greece, police say they have recovered the bodies of 11 people, believed to be migrants from Turkey, after the car they were riding in crashed. Police say the accident occurred today near the town of Kavala. The car collided with a truck heading in the opposite direction and burst into flames. All those in the car were killed. Greek authorities have seen an increase in the number of illegal immigrants crossing the Greek-Turkish border in recent months. Many are said to be asking for asylum. A seat on the United Nations Human Rights Council has been granted to the Philippines, this despite widespread charges that Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug campaign operates far outside the rule of law. Human Rights Watch calls Duterte's war on drugs a killing frenzy, which has left thousands dead. A United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo has tested positive for Ebola, the first such incident during the current outbreak. This after health officials warned about a troubling rise in new Ebola cases. Tarek Yazarevich is with the World Health Organization.
So this really indicates the shift where the epicenter of outbreak is, from Mangina to the city of Beni, that basically has seen three-quarters of all cases in past weeks.
Russia's top diplomat says the decision to recognize the Ukrainian Orthodox Church's independence from Moscow is a Washington-backed provocation. Observers say the move is a victory, considering Russia's actions in the Crimea and eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.